Outward Bound offers challenging outdoor adventure programs across this wonderful nation. This organization is founded was founded in Wales in 1941 and expanded to British Columbia way back in 1969. Do you remember where you were in 1969? Oh, you weren't even born.
I wasn't even born.
I remember where I was.
Where were you?
I can't tell you right now. Off the air, maybe. I really like this philosophy that they've got, and that is there's more in you than you think. That's their motto. They challenge you to push past your comfort zone. And on this Remembrance Day broadcast, we wanted to feature a program that's offered by Outward Bound for veterans. Joining us now to talk to us about this from New Brunswick are Andrew Stokes Reese and Richard St. Ange. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. Did I screw up? Our pleasure. Did I screw up your last name, Richard?
No, not at all, actually. Yeah, it was pretty good.
All right. Thank you. First of all, an absolute pleasure for coming on the program. Of course, following General Hillier might be a little bit of a difficult task, but nonetheless, I'm sure you guys will do well.
We'll do our best.
Okay. So, Andrew, can you tell us how long Outward Bound has been working with veterans and give us sort of an overview of the program?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we began our veterans program in 2010 out of our base in the Rockies. But the origins of an Outward Bound veterans program actually come from back in the 70s in the U.S., and that was the program that we modeled it on. And, you know, the best way to think of these is as week-long wilderness adventures for veterans. You know, we're bringing together groups of eight men and women, any ages, total strangers to each other. And two of our instructors take them out for some adventure activity like ski touring or sea kayaking. And they're normally in the backcountry for the whole week. It's not therapy per se, you know, it's but the experience is allowing for camaraderie and for reflection in ways that they're probably not getting back at home or back at the regiment.
It's an interesting program as I read more and more about it. A lot of questions are popping up. As an outward bound instructor, how many groups or participants would be involved in the veterans program? Give us an idea. Give us a sense of the scope and size of this thing.
Well, actually, we've had about just six participants on each of the expeditions in the last couple of years, but we could accommodate for more if required.
Okay. Now, is it a referral service? In other words, does somebody have to be referred to you, or can they just approach you? How does this work, Andrew?
Well, mainly we're looking for individuals to sign up on their own. It could be by referral. Like they could get recommended to us. But ideally, we want to spread the word and attract deserving people that know that they could get something out of the experience. You know, they can still be serving, not necessarily retired. And, you know, really, this is great just to spread the word. We want people to go online and see what the opportunities are and contact us.
Give us a lay of the land in terms of activities. What are the most popular activities?
Other than kayaking on the Bay of Fundy with no noise pollution and or traffic congestions, yes. I would have to say that it's probably the final campfire that we have on our last night together. Nice. During this time, the participants are asked to speak to everyone in the group and talk about their experiences on the expedition and how the trip has changed them, basically.
Having recently spent some time on the Bay of Fundy fishing, I can tell you it's a very special place to look within. And sitting around these campfires, I'm sure that the veterans do a lot of that. And I have to ask you, and I don't know whether you can divulge this stuff, but do these guys and gals open up during that campfire segment of what their experience was?
Well, I can tell you as a veteran myself, I can say that, I mean, we could write books on the things that we have witnessed and experienced in our careers. However, at the beginning of the expedition, we asked the participants to be respectful of one another. Some have been impacted more than others, and sometimes one person's story could cause someone else to be re-traumatized. Yeah. Although we do encourage them to speak, we ask them not to go into too many details.
Well, you guys are doing a great job, and I'm hats off to you, man. I applaud both of you for this wonderful initiative. It's called Outward Bound. You can get more information at outwardbound.ca and check it out. Andrew and Richard, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having us.
Andrew Stokes Reese and Richard St. Ange, Outward Bound Toronto, and what a great initiative. Once again, it's outwardbound.ca for more information. More journal after this, don't you dare go away.